We're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Sorry for that little delay in starting the show. I was having a little technical difficulty here with Ryan Doyen's favorite starting song. When It's Over by Wipers. As you can tell, this is not Ryan Doyen. But you are listening to WMFO. This is the Music Savage Show. My name is Kirsten. I'm one of the three hosts of Something About the Women, and an honorary guest host here at the Music Savage Show. I am so thrilled to be here, and I will talk about that more and why, but in the meantime, why don't we start with some music? I'll wake up a little bit more, and we'll get into this lovely playlist that I've put together.
Give her space, give her speed, give her anything she needs. Get her out of here. Give her weed, give her wine, give her anything but time. Get her out of here. She won't stop telling stories, and most of them are true. She knew me back before I fell for you. I was straight, I was sad, didn't realize what I had. Years ago, I was sick, I was scared, I was socially impaired. It was years ago. My past, a scary movie. I watched and fell asleep. Now I'm dreaming up these creatures from the deep. Teach me how. Teach me how to forget. I ain't sorry just yet. Teach me how to unlearn a lesson. Have a seat, have a drink. Tell the jury what you think. Was I good to you? Was it hell? Was it fun? Did you think I was the one? Was I good to you? Now that I found someone who makes me want to live, does that make my leaving harder to forgive? Teach me how. Replace the characters in. Teach me how to unlearn a lesson.
Tiger Bill gave me a tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger's paw. He said, "This'll make you bulletproof." So I got this tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger paw in my pocket. It's got me thinking now, what if I really could be bulletproof? Bring out the switchblades, and maybe folks would line up, show up armed. Except me thinking now. Could I really somehow be bulletproof? Against you shotgunning across my mind, and I've taken it back too many times. Could I be armored against you too? Against all the ways that words cut through, against promises breaking into open wounds and the resulting scar. It's got me thinking now, what if I really could be bulletproof? It's got me thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof?
Learn here. were on my mind.
You were on my mind. I got troubles, whoa, whoa. I got worries, whoa, whoa. I got wounds to
Okay, so once again, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. We were on the Tufts campus, and we are Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. I am thrilled to be subbing for Ryan Doyen. My name is Kirsten, and yes, what a beautiful day it is out there, and what a beautiful morning to listen to some good music. So I started out with a song by Margo Price. And she is doing kind of this, well, at the moment, kind of this two-album project. Maybe it'll grow from there. Strays 2. So she is following up with her latest album, Strays, with a three-act project. And she is working with producer Jonathan Wilson, who also produces for Father John Misty, who is on the playlist this morning. And she collaborates with Buck Meek of Big Thief. So this is a song that is off of that second recording, Strays 2. And the title of that song is Unoriginal Sin, and that is featuring Mike Campbell. After that, Jason Isbell, Something More Than Free. That is the title track from that recording. And then Amanda Shires, Bulletproof, from the recording Down Fell the Doves. Shovels and Rope, a favorite of both Ryan and myself. Cavalier, that is from the 10th anniversary edition of OB Joyful. And ended with another duet, Colvin and Earl, You Were On My Mind, from the release titled Colvin and Earl. Ryan requested something by Nikki Lane. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. And I hope that you approve of my selection.
My mama took me picking, said that we could buy a set of tools.
Okay, so that was Nikki Lane going out to Ryan Doyne, who is the host of this show, and he had requested Nikki Lane specifically because this past Tuesday was her 40th birthday. So happy birthday to Nikki Lane. And so what did I play? Well, I played off of the Denim and Diamonds album. That was a 2022 release, Born Tough. And yeah, speaking of Ryan, you know, I'm in awe of the fact that Ryan hosts this show every week at 7 a.m. And it is such a labor of love, and he consistently puts together such a great playlist. And, you know, on the occasion that I come here, which today is 23 times, so I am so honored to be sitting here and subbing for Ryan. And inevitably, I think, how am I going to get up in time to be at the station by 7 a.m.? So I do, though. I go to bed a little bit early and I wake up. I have three dogs at home. I kind of do what I need to do and give them their breakfast and walk them and one thing another. And then I kind of lift up my head, my eyes, and I say, wait, this is a great time to be awake. As I was walking here, there was a sunrise and I saw beautiful colors in the sky. And walking past the Tufts campus, there's this mist that was coming up off of the field, and the traffic was really light, so it is quite a joy to actually wake up at this time and then come into this beautiful space and play music. So thank you, Ryan, for letting me sub. Each of these sets, I'm pretty much starting out with something new, and this next band is one that Ryan introduced me to, is one that I've become quite fond of, and initially, well, I'll tell you after the set what my response was when he first told me about this band, but here we go.
Check my lip in the mirror. The banjo.
Dark eyes of blue. I stood down on the top. something slips.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Yes, as I mentioned, I have three dogs at home, too. I've adopted one I am fostering right now. She's a stunning dog. She's part Catahoula Leopard Hound. She has a blue eye and a brown eye, and I know that it's not exactly David Bowie because he had a blown pupil, but she has asymmetrical eyes, and her name is Blaze, so I think she has a David Bowie connection. So if you are thinking about getting a dog, please consider adopting. Okay, that three-song set, I started with Deer Tick. So the first time that Ryan Doyen mentioned Deer Tick, I was like, eek, I'm a nurse. I mean, that's like, you know, they're disease-curing. But Deer Tick is actually a fabulous band. And I was surprised to see that they were covering a Bruce Springsteen song, Dancing in the Dark. So that is released as a single. It is a new release. So I thought, I'm not a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. And I'm not sure that Ryan has played a lot of The Boss here on the Music Savage Show, but I explored a little bit. In fact, one of my co-DJs, Something About the Women, did all women covers of Bruce Springsteen's music, which was really quite delightful. So I follow that up with Cowboy Junkies, Brothers Under the Bridge. And then after that, Roseanne Cash with Bruce Springsteen, Sea of Heartbreak. That is from the recording The List. The List is a recording by Roseanne Cash, daughter of Johnny Cash, who had kind of gave her a list of songs, 100 songs that as a musician she should really learn and know and own. And off of that, she chose, I think it was like 12 or 13, and put together this just amazing recording. So if you haven't heard it, that's just one example of what you would hear on that. Okay, well, before I go into my next set, I have another request by Ryan Doyen. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and then I'll come back and tell you why.
Heaven, wait for an end.
Okay, Tom Petty, Only a Broken Heart, stunningly beautiful song, and the kind of irony of the sentiment, right? Only a broken heart. Who of us has felt that it's only a broken heart? I'm going to, and that goes out to Ryan Doyen. That's right. Take a step back. It is Tom Petty's birthday. That is why Ryan had requested a Tom Petty song. And there are times where, I don't know, I sometimes forget that Tom Petty isn't here. He still feels so present. I don't know how it's possible that he left us so long ago. And his music is just so amazing in all of its different forms. I'm a huge fan of Traveling Wilburys, which is just supergroup among supergroups. So there you have it. I'm going to continue on. Remember, I mentioned that I'm going to play some new music at the beginning of each set. And so I'm very excited to be playing some Courtney Barnett.
Here. I want to talk to the king who's been starving the artists while the dead men dream.
Okay, did I say Courtney Barnett? Because it sounds like I just played Margot Price all over again. Hold on, I'm going to make good on my promise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Time and time again, I said I'd leave you.